A very good evening to you. Welcome along once again to Sweet and Swing here on Max Radio. My name's Howard Kane. It is a Friday night, a cold one at that. Snuggle up and tune in. What have we got? Some Ian Wallace. My music, my word. Remember that? Some more gold standards, of course. A bit more from R. Gracie. The Girl from Ipanema. My word, that'll be some sunshine. There is, as they say, a plenty. Nice Chinese symbol at the end there. Pa. Danny Polo. Yeah, wonderful. Played with Ambrose, of course, and lead instrumentalist with Ambrose for quite some time. There is a plenty, as there always is on Sweet and Swing. Danny Polo, born in Illinois. He was actually born, not Polo, but Polo. Danny Polo, but he dropped one of the L's. I think presumably made it sound better. Dad was a coal miner. His dad also, when he wasn't down the mines, played the clarinet. And so Danny learned to play from a young age, working in the marching bands. And he also, as a young man, and here's the link you wouldn't have, Danny Polo and Miles Davis, he played with Claude Thornhill. Yeah, and Claude Thornhill, of course, then inspired Gil Evans, and Gil Evans worked with Miles Davis. They all worked together. It's amazing how you can get those links back. They had a duo back in the day, I think around about the 1920s or thereabouts. He came over to Europe with Dave Tuff. It all sounds like a player who should be still be playing now, Dave Tuff. It's such a modern sounding name. But he came over, Danny Polo came over to Europe with Dave Tuff, and then this is around about the 30s, and then played with the likes of Ambrose, Bert Ambrose, of course. Went back to December. I've got Christmas in my mind. Went back to the US in December of 1935. And then 3 years later, came back to Britain again to play with Ambrose. And a year later was working with Ray Ventura in Paris. And then come the outbreak of war, moved back to the US permanently and spent the 1940s working with Joe Sullivan and Jack Teagarden. Also played with Bing Crosby. Led his own band for some time. And, yeah, a player who was perhaps well-known in his day again, but more as a sideman than a leader, obviously. Mostly on this side of the Atlantic, I dare say, with his sides with Ambrose, you would think. But he could certainly swing. He could certainly swing that clarinet. Are you swinging your way to Christmas? Are you in a swingy mood? It's been very festive at Manx Radio over the last 36 hours, I should tell you. Christmas has arrived at Manx Radio. As I speak, I can see lots of gaudy silver and red tinsel next door in Studio 2. Around the screens and the monitors and right the way over the mic stand as well. Very fine. And if you go into the engineering office, normally a bastion of sobriety and electronic bits that no one knows what they do, it is like a little Santa's grotto at the moment, darkened and twinkly lights everywhere and a lovely little tree. And even Santa was there before. I don't know if he still is now, but he was definitely in his grotto earlier on, awaiting for, I don't know, children, presumably. Who knows? Wonderful stuff. So I hope you are enjoying the rumped Christmas. At least we do have the festive sort of weather now. It's a catch-22, isn't it, at this time of the year, in that if you're wanting to sort of be all right at zipping around, not worry about ice and whatnot, then what happens is it tends to be warmer, and that normally means it is wet and very windy, but mild, as we've had for several weeks. And then, as is often the case, we get into December and the run-up to Christmas, and quite often then, that suddenly disappears, and you have that woomph, that drop in temperature, and you then have 8, 9, 10, 12 or more days where it is perhaps more seasonal weather. And that, I think, when you come to Christmas, you do normally think, don't you, of snow and icicles and ice and lovely, clear, crisp, frosty mornings with the sky as blue as a blackbird's egg, that sort of thing. Which is beautiful, I have to say, and gorgeous, and have been some lovely sights of late. But clearly, you do have to be a bit more careful when you're out and about, because you never know where it's going to be really icy. And certainly when I came in not that early this morning, it was still icy in quite a few patches. And I noticed a van up on the apartments just behind Manx Radio, where they parked their cars, because, of course, it hadn't been gritted. Even though it was flat, it was sliding round on the ice there. You have to watch your footing or your driving, as they say. Anyway, as I say, plenty of coming up. The last bit of Swan in Jazz. A bit more George Shearing for you as well. And I thought we'd get a little bit of Combat the Cold with a little bit of Sunshine with the girl from Ipanema, the Antonio Carlos Jobim songbook, and surely his most famous one, The Girl from Ipanema. Before all that, though, how about a little guitar duet? Thank you. very fine too, and sounding remarkably modern, I think, in many ways. A guitar duet, the duet of whom, I hear you all ask? Well, it's the duet of Ivor Mullence and Albert Harris with Spring Fever. Again, you may not have ever heard of them before, very popular back in the day, a phrase we hear so often on this programme, isn't it? The guitar-playing duo of Ivor Mullence and Albert Harris, a prominent feature back in the day on the British recording scene for quite a number of years. And they also did a tribute to the great American guitarist Eddie Lang as well. How often do you hear them these days? And the answer is not at all. So I thought we'd put that right there. Fine players both, I think you would agree. And as I say, sounding not at all dated, you could clearly hear they're great players and really had a modern sound to them there. And you think that is, I'm just trying to look to see if there's a recording date on that one. Sometimes there is and sometimes there isn't on the notes, but I'd imagine it'd be back in the 1930s if it was the case. No, I don't think we're going to be lucky with this one. But it's going to be 30s, 40s, somewhere around about there. So a good age on it, as they say. As there was on this man when he recorded this album. Ian Wallace, firmly into the sweet side we're going now, from a bit of swing into some definite sweet. Ian Wallace, My Music, the compilation is called, which, of course, for those of a certain age, that age being relatively mature, like a good porter or a fine piece of cheese. Used to be the programme, didn't there? My Music, Steve Race at the piano, and two teams, Ian Wallace on one side, I think, and was it Frank Muir on the other one? Was that right? Something along those lines? Or is it Dennis Norden? Those sort of people. None of them with us anymore, of course. But you'll remember who I'm talking about, I feel certain. It was a programme my mum and dad, the old maestro, and his better half used to love watching. Dad because of the music, mum just liked the tunes, I think. And I would therefore sort of watch it by default. And never really quite sort of got it at the time. I think, oh lordy, it was all seemed a bit serious and a bit sort of footy-duddy for me, I suppose, at the time. But there we go. That's the way life works, isn't it? You know how it is when you're younger. And so, yeah, My Music on BBC Two, I think it was, for quite a number of years, a musical quiz. The dummy keyboard, that's what I always remembered. Steve Race would have a dummy keyboard set up and he would go and play a classical piece on the dummy keyboard, so all you could hear was the clack of the keys, no strings or music coming out of it, and watch his fingers, and they'd have to guess the piece he was playing. And they normally did, and would get it right. Very impressive. And you would hear it being played on the proper piano, of course. Anyway, you get the gist of all that. So we did a little compilation as well, did Ian Wallace, just called My Music. And there's a nice local connection to this one, of course.
She is watching by the poplars, Collinette with the sea blue eyes. She is watching and longing and waiting where the long white roadway lies. And a song stirs in the silence as the wind in the boughs above. She listens and starts and trembles. 'Tis the first little song of love. Roses are shining in Picardy, in the hush of the silver dew. Roses are flowering in Picardy, but there's never a rose like you. And the roses will die with the summertime, and our roads may be far apart. But there's one rose that dies not in Picardy. 'Tis the rose that I keep in my heart. And the years fly on forever till the shadows veil their skies. But he loves to hold her little hands and look in her sea blue eyes. and she sees the road by the poplars where they met in the bygone years. For the first little song of the roses is the last little song she hears. Roses are shining in Picardy, in the hush of the silver dew. Roses are flowering in Picardy, but there's never a rose like you. And the roses will die with the summertime, and our roads may be far apart, but there's one rose that dies not in Picardy. 'Tis the rose that I keep in my.
Ian Wallace, but you haven't heard him for some time. Roses of Picardy, of course. He was quite a character. He also looked like a really nice chap and had the most spectacular eyebrows. Well featured on the front of this CD as well. You know, the ones that sort of all bush out and then curl up at the end. Very impressive indeed. He has lovely liner notes which he's written himself inside saying, one of the nice things about being my age, which I think at the time was late 70s, around about 80, is I'm asked all the lovely events and celebrations I'm asked to attend, retirement parties, ruby weddings, 80th birthday surprises and so on. This recording celebrates the fact I've been singing in public rather a long time, over 40 years professionally and long before that, as an unpaid show-off. He said, I was a John McCormick fan. I learnt the Rose of Tralee soon after slipping from boy soprano to adolescent baritone. And that was, of course, Roses of Picardy. Haydn Wood, that's your Manx connection, which I'm sure you've got already. A lovely song composed in 1916, part of, says Ian, my troop concert repertoire in World War II. Lovely. Haydn Wood, of course, well known. I think he used to judge at the Manx Music Festival, did he not? He certainly really was very, very fond of the Isle of Man and wrote several pieces dedicated to the island and the folk tunes inspired quite a bit of his music. So things like the Manx Rhapsody, the Manx Countryside Sketches, the Manx Overture, and as featured only the other night at the Villa Marina with the Isle of Man Symphonia, under the baton, of course, of the super, uber-talented Morris. He was there, of course, wasn't he? From, well, you know who Morris is, of course. You are all regulars, I'm sure, on A Little Light Music, without a doubt. And Morris, of course, presents it every week. And he's also wonderful in front of the orchestra as well. And they did a lovely version of Manon Veen, the tone poem written by Haydn Wood, based on four Manx folk tunes. Originally written for wind band, but this, in the case, as it says in the notes, also occasionally performed in its orchestral version. And that's what we got at the Villa Marina, with Morris conducting. Wonderful stuff. Ian Wallace, yeah, I'll keep that not too far away. We'll have a little bit more sweet Ian Wallace. Let me know if you'd like to hear a bit more Ian Wallace. Howard Kane at maxradio.com. If you like some more sweet, we try and sort of balance it up. We probably have more swing than sweet, without a doubt. But if you'd like more sweet at any stage, let me know. Howard Kane at maxradio.com, C-A-I-N-E. Drop us a line and, all things are possible, as they say. Well, bit of sunshine then. It has been distinctly chilly. -1.5, -2 degrees when I was driving in this morning. Did make me think of sunnier climes, albeit there's been no shortage of sunshine. Lovely. It's just been a little bit nippy. It might be a little bit warmer where this woman is, the girl from Ipanema.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça, ela menina que vem e que passa, num doce balanço, caminho do mar. moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema. O seu balançado é mais que um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, por que estou tão sozinho? Ah, por que tudo é tão triste? Que existe a beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor.
shall be filled with music, sweet melody of love. Night filled with mellow music, nature has been blending while the day was ending. Stars from their place in heaven sing to us from above. Night shall be filled with music, and each song a song of love.
There we go, a little bit of two for the price of one. Carol Gibbons there, singing the tunes with, yes, Les Allen on the vocals, with what could be a theme tune for this programme, Night Shall Be Filled With Music. Well, of course it is, particularly if you tune in to Sweet and Swing every Friday night at 9 o'clock, or indeed if you like something a bit more modern, you can go to Jazz on this Saturday night at 9 o'clock on the more modern end of the spectrum, and all the other myriad of wonderful music programmes on the 9 o'clock specialist music slot. Brass bands on a Monday. Tuesday is folk with John. Wednesday, of course, opera with Ernie. Thursday, a little light music with Morris. And then here we are, 9 o'clock, Friday night. Les Allen, very popular in his day, extremely popular, in fact. He went freelance after joining Henry Hall in the early 30s. A good-looking chap, a very charismatic band, and in a couple of years, he got over 50,000 items of fan mail, proper mail, you know, not email. We're talking about the stuff in paper with stamps and envelopes and such like. That's a lot of post, isn't it? A lot of post bags. No wonder the post office is suffering these days. It's ever since Les Allen retired. He performed with lots of other bands in his time. He had his own group, hundreds of records, both as a soloist and a band member. And he was born in London, but brought up in Canada. And then he returned to England during the 20s. He spent 20 years this side of the pond, but then went back to Toronto, where he settled, although he did come back in the 1950s for a reunion with Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra, still before my time, it has to be said. Not before my time was the one before that, of course, a little bit of Winter Sunshine. The Girl from Ipanema, that lovely Latin rhythm, surely far and away the most popular song from the Antonio Carlos Jobim songbook, with that classic version which made this Latin-type music so popular with Stan Getz, the smooth velvet of Stan Getz tenor sax there on João Gilberto on guitar and vocal, with Jobim actually himself on the piano, Tony Williams bass, and you also have, like I said, you had both of the you had the João Gilberto singing as well, and the wonderfully named Milton Banana. I do like that name. Milton Banana on percussion. Astrid Gilberto, that's the other name I was looking for. Astrid singing as well with that lovely sultry tone. So you had the both of them singing. He starts off and then she picks up later on. I don't think she was going to originally, but was persuaded to sing at some stage. And I think she made the record with those lovely sultry tones for so many people. Marvellous stuff. Most enjoyable indeed. How about then a little bit of gold standard? One of our standards from the great American songbooks. I've been enjoying this over, a number of years. Years? A number of weeks? It's not a year yet. A number of weeks, months certainly. Weeks, not years. A number of weeks and months. We've been enjoying some of these selections of gold standards, 40 classics from the great American songbook, the likes of Gershwin, Kern, Cole Porter, Irving Berlin, etc., etc. So how about this one? there's a small hotel at the Rodgers and Hart Classic from 1937.
There's a small hotel with a wishing well. I wish that we were there together. There's a bright and sweet one room, bright and neat, complete for us to share together. Not a sign of people who wants people. When the steeple bell says good night, sleep well, we'll find the small hotel together.
Dick Himes, there's a small hotel, the Rodgers and Hart Classic, our little gold standard for this evening. It is the run-up to Christmas, so we should be having some more Christmas cheer, one way or another. Some Christmas bits and pieces, then we'll have a bit more of a Christmassy special when we get closer to the time. I must take a look and see if we've got one on Christmas. No, it's not Christmas Day. Just before Christmas Day, I think we'll have one, won't we? What about this, then? A Winter Wonderland.
Tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. On the way is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans we have made, walking in a winter wonderland.
Walking in the Winter Wonderland. So many versions of that to choose from. Certainly Bing does it, and Perry, and goodness knows who else. Da 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 dee dee. I think we might have sung it ourselves from time to time. Ted Weems and his orchestra in 1934. Parker Gibbs taking the vocals in that particular case. About him, I know nothing off the top of my head. If you know more, let me know. HowardCain@manxradio.com. Or, of course, always happy to receive an email, a Christmas card, if you like. A Christmas card, if you will, being this time of the year, whatever you like. Always nice to hear from you. You don't need a Christmas card, just nice to hear with an email or otherwise, if there's anything you like. And, if you know Parker Gibbs, if you're a big Parker Gibbs fan, let me know. Email HowardCain@manxradio.com. Or, of course, there's the old snail mail. Yeah, it's that time of year, but sending real mail, isn't it? Howard Kane's Sweet and Swing, Manx Radio, Broadcasting House, Douglas Head, Douglas, in the Isle of Man, IOM, and the postcode I, M for Mother, 1, 5, B for Bertie, W for Window. That should get there, probably sometime in January, one would imagine. Where are we heading next? A bit of George Shearing. We've been enjoying some of George Shearing, the archive jazz legends, live at the Forum in Bath in 1992. George with Neil Swainson on the bass. Here's a nice little medley. Thank you. recorded live at the Bath in Forum in 1992. The inimitable George Shearing with a little medley there. Neil Swainson obviously had a break, had time to go for a coffee, go to the loo or something. The wonderful Neil Swainson on the bass, who toured with him for so long. As did Brian Broomberg as well, I think. He played on the bass with George for quite some time, didn't he? Yeah, wonderful stuff. And also a great interview on this BBC Music CD as well, Jazz Legends series, with George at the end of that talking about his life and times, recorded back in 1994, which doesn't sound that long ago, but you think it's almost 20 years ago. Oh, Lordy, where's the time go? Where does the time go? Time's marching on this evening as well, so if I don't yak too much more, we can get a bit more music in, can't we? Okay, Gracie Fields, yes, R. Gracie. I found this great collection when I was tidying up some of the CDs brought up from Music Man Towers. The Clatter of the Clogs is the title of the collection, one of her songs as well, of course. I'm not going to play The Clatter of the Clogs, I'm going to play the much more or less clattery I Took My Harp to a Party.
Christmas is coming, Christmas is coming, Christmas is coming again. But that never thrills me, the thought of it chills me, I tell you it fills me with pain. It makes me remember a Christmas gone by when I was extremely upset. A night in December, an evening that I would very much rather forget. For I took me harp to a party, but nobody asked me to play. The others were jolly and hearty, but I wasn't feeling so gay. They might have said, play us a tune we can sing, but somehow I don't think they noticed the thing. I took me harp to a party, but nobody asked me to play. Took the darn thing away. They asked Mrs. Morgan to play her mouth organ, and somebody else did a dance. They let Mrs. Carter perform a sonata, but I wasn't given a chance. A North Country person called Sandy McPherson played bagpipes and took off his coat, while both the Miss Fawcetts bust out of their corsets in trying to take a top note. But I took me harp to a party, nobody asked me to play. The others were jolly and hearty, but I wasn't feeling so gay. I felt so ashamed at not striking a note, I tried to hide the thing under me coat. I took me harp to a party, but nobody asked me to play. So I took the darn thing away. They sang Home Sweet Home and the Banks of Loch Lomond, and all the king's horses then trees, while nephews and nieces kept playing their pieces and spreading their jam on the keys. A daughter called Lena played her concertina. We all played ridiculous games, till old Mr. Dyer set his whiskers on fire and a fire engine played on the flames. But I took me harp to a party, but nobody asked me to play. So I took the damn thing away. Oh dear, dear, dear. Well, nobody asked me to play. Oh, oh dear, I'll smash the damn thing. Oh.
It's no use. Don't bring your harp to a party, are you? Cautionary tale there. How you get your harp to the party is another kettle of fish, because harps aren't that easy to stick under your coat, are they? Unless they're one of those, you know, Irish-type ones. But I think a full-size concert harp, you need a small van to bring it to the party, let alone trying to stick it under your coat. The one and only Gracie Fields, with another great number, I Took Me Harp to a Party. It is Sweet and Swing H with you through until the top of the hour, which sadly isn't that far away. So how about a little bit of, I don't know, Nakanella and his Georgians? Yes.
How am I doing? Hey, hey, skip up, baba. Now, it's, I'm not bragging, it's understood. Everything I do sure is good. How am I doing? Hey, hey, skip up.
Was he doing? Well, the answer was very well, Nat Ganella and his Georgians. How is he doing? How am I doing? How's Donald Swan doing with his jazz?
A song that Bette Midler popularised, but she couldn't have popularised the next one because it was written in rehearsal by Digby. Shall I make a date with Spring? First performance for you tonight.
Thank you.
the wonderful Donald Swan, Swan in Jazz. Bit different, isn't it? Digby Fairweather on the trumpet. It was his idea. John Barnes, Ron Rubin, Adrian McIntosh at the drums. Bill Skeet on the flute there. That's about it for another week. So put a date in your diaries. Same time, same place, next week. Until then, look after yourselves. Get that Christmas shopping done. Look out for icy patches when you're out and about. Or snow, who knows? It is Christmas, almost. Cheerio.